Twisted, eccentric, a little. When you're off your rocker, yeah, that's what you get. They kinda like each other, but you never know. But that's just how it goes when you're so grand. The only ones who understand are a little twisted too. They just might kill each other. Sit back and enjoy the show. Twisted.
Well, Ellen, that was a little intro to our next guest.
That's right.
Sit back and enjoy the show. Twisted, I gather, is the name of the show.
That is right. And
I was right.
It's a sitcom.
It's a sitcom? You mean these people are going to be on TV?
No, they're going to be in a bar performing a play that takes place in a bar, I believe. And Jody Brooks is here. She's the author of this play, so she can tell us more about it. And her friend Michael Hoy is here.
Is he one of the actors?
Yes. Yes, he is. Yep.
And yes. Ellen has described this as a sitcom, which we all know is short for situational comedy.
Situation comedy.
Oh, I thought it was situational.
Well, maybe it is. I don't know.
Well, let's argue about it. That's how we roll, isn't it? Anyway, what would you say, right, Jody? Situation or situational? Come on.
I'm easy.
Oh.
Sorry. Either way.
Either way is fine. Oh. Sorry, that's not right.
No.
Yeah.
So, Jody, you work at Camp Hill Hudson, right?
I do, yes.
Oh, is this a comedy based on your experiences there?
No.
Oh, that's probably good.
No. So it's a live sitcom that's going to take place at the Red Dot, and the first episode will be on Wednesday.
Oh, it's episodic.
Yeah, that's right. So we have three episodes that will take place over over a 6-week period.
So the the first episode is shown on both the 6th and the 7th. Is that right?
That's right, yep.
So yes, there are two chances to see the first episode and the second and the
three first episodes. Now, the big question is, are they standalone episodes? If you miss one, can you watch the second and still appreciate the full import of the work?
Yes, that was my aim when creating them. So yes, and also if you do miss the first episode, then we will film the first episode, and then you'll, as in like a normal sitcom that you watch on TV, then we'll show what happened before, and then you can kind of get a little snippet.
Are you thinking podcast?
No, I mean that would be like in the beginning of the second episode.
Are you going right to the networks with this?
No, I mean that would be like a big dream.
Just wondering what the ambition is here, you know.
This is bar theater.
This is like, yeah.
So how do you think Seinfeld began? I have no idea, but I'm just saying that.
It's like dinner theater, only it's not.
Well, I mean, it is the idea of like, as if like kind of like community theater in a way that people come and they come and enjoy the show, live in a theater, but it is like a sitcom. So that's the kind of essence behind it.
I see. And each episode is what, 1 hour?
No, it's like a sitcom, so it's like about 25 minutes.
Really are looking ahead there, I see.
Sitcom, yeah.
You're figuring out the time for advertising and everything.
Yeah.
There going to be ads?
There aren't, but I mean, I'd love to do that in a kind of creative way.
We'll have Alana come out and do a little ad for the Red Dot.
Well, she actually is going to feature in it. She's going to play a part. I mean, that's kind of part of the gem of the piece, why I wanted to do this sitcom, because it's the whole theater space, the whole stage is the bar. So it's all, there isn't a division between the audience and the stage, because the piece is set in a bar, and we're going to be using the back bar in the Red Dot,
in the dining room. So-called dining room.
Yes.
I mean, the bigger space.
Notice how familiar Ellen is with that place.
I'm not gonna, it's my I don't neighborhood bar.
Yeah, exactly.
It is.
I know it is.
Yeah. They know where you live and how to get you home and everything.
So what can you tell us about this play without giving it all away?
Well, it was originally actually written in London with five different characters. Well, five different actors, but it never was able to be performed, like because of logistics and things like that. Because it's quite difficult actually to put on a performance in a live venue, which actually is an operating bar. But it just works out wonderfully well in the Red Dot, because I have the two different bars, so we'll close off that space. But the actual sitcom follows really five very eccentric, barmy characters. They're all very intense and very lovable.
Barmy, Ellen, that's a English kind of You know, one of those words from over there. Oh, okay. Just one.
Yeah, there are some, definitely some British words featured in there. For example, like the word codswallop, which I have to say my American actors find rather difficult to
I've never heard this say. Word. Can you spell it?
Codswallop. So C-O-D-S-W-A-L-L-O-P. Codswallop. So what a load of garbage. Kind of. That's what it means. Okay. Yeah.
Are the characters supposed to be from England in this play?
Well, they originally were, and again, that's kind of like the quality that I like, that it's like it's a site-specific piece, so it's all very local. So it originally was based in London, but because I brought it now here to Hudson, so the landmarks are Hudson-based, and it is the Red Dot where they're performing it.
So why not change some of the words?
Well, I did change some of the words to suit an American audience, but I mean, that's pretty special.
Because she was fond of that word.
Exactly. I get it, Ellen. I get it.
Exactly. Okay. Yes.
And where did you get the talent for this performance? I don't mean you. I mean the five actors.
Yes. So Michael here is my friend, and he...
he's shaking his head yes, so it must be true.
Yeah, so really the people in the play are friends and people who are local in the community who have got involved.
Hi, this is Michael. You should just say, Jody, that there was a play you did also last year at the Red Dot that kind of prefaced this, and you got most of the actors that are in this one were in the previous play. So we have a sort of a
working relationship. Yeah. So you have your own little repertoire of people.
A repertoire group. Company.
Repertoire company.
Perhaps, maybe. Yeah, it's just starting out. So, yeah, we put on a play. That was a much longer piece. That was a 45-minute piece in the fall, and it was rather successful. So we put it on again a couple of weeks later. Yeah. So it could, it's an encore.
Well.
And the name of this play is Twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a plot that you can reveal to us?
It really is about these five eccentric characters. I mean, it's very heavy on the characters. And also, it's a very, it's a multimedia. There's a lot of multimedia, different film footages in it, too. So it's just really their relationships to each other and their observations, of the world.
Like just being in a bar.
Like being in a bar and all the shenanigans that take place there. And, it's just...
Or like being in a coffee shop. Oh, wait, that's Friends. Sorry.
Were they going to say something? Sorry, I'm just thinking.
Cheers. It could be Cheers.
Cheers. There we go.
Similar to Cheers. Yeah, well, there's elements, but it's there's a lot of physical theater.
I like the physical theater.
Yeah, there's a lot of any energy.
Any nudity?
There's trying to be, but then someone cuts it off.
Bummer.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. Afraid not.
What? Then the lights go down.
One of those things, yeah. So it's called Twisted because the characters are all twisted. You are both the writer and director?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And producer, I guess, in this case, yeah.
Yeah. That too. But they're very lovable and eccentric and idiosyncratic. And I think, the audience will be able to relate to...
Michael, describe your character for us. He's tall.
Yes. I play Daniela, a yoga Pilates instructor that rents the space upstairs from the bar. So there will be Daniela prancing in and out of the bar as if she's just come from upstairs. And
Does this mean you're in drag?
This means that I am playing a woman. Yeah, I'm in drag.
Well, you better shave. I'm looking at you right now. But.
Yeah, I'll make sure of it. Yeah, although there are a few bearded drag queens, but
that's true.
Yeah, So she's a bit flighty but very spiritually minded. But like the theme song says, we also get on each other's nerves and we want to kill each other to some degree.
Well, let's talk about this gender bending that seems to be involved here. Are you playing it as a man who is a drag in drag, or are you playing it as a woman?
I'll defer to Jody, but Jody more or less came to me and said, will you play Daniela? And I said yes. So I think I'm just playing a woman. Yeah,
it's not really stipulated. It's not really
See ambiguity.
That's right. Yeah,
there you go, Ellen. Ambiguity.
And did you do any improvisation at all with the actors, or
Well, that's interesting that you...
This is all your work.
No, that's very interesting that you asked that question, because I've written and directed a number of plays, and that's my style. So with this one, I did bring it here, but it was already created in England. But the way that I work is that I have an idea, and I have like a framework for the characters, but then I bring those ideas and like a character profile to the actors that I'm working with, and then we workshop the idea together, and I film it, and then from that I take what really are like the true moments and the moments that really worked, and then of course I add my signature style to it afterwards, but it's a real collaboration. Mm-hmm. And that's normally the way.
Interesting. Yeah.
So Michael, in this collaboration, if you say the wrong word, does she like get hysterical and stop saying, no, say my words?
Not too often, okay. Although that does happen. That's normal.
The truth revealed.
But we pretty much, she gives the idea, we roll with it, workshop it, and then she fine tunes it. There's a certain limit where we, what about this, you know, and we try it and she's like, no, let's tweak it. So there is a back and forthness that's, you know, healthy. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Ellen, you have lots of theatrical experience.
Not lots. Some.
Some, sorry.
Jody, you came from Brighton in England, right? When did you come to this country?
I came in September 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what brought you here?
Well, many reasons, actually. Well, that's also really great that you asked me that question, because I was working on Twisted and I loved it, and I was working on it for a year and it was like my huge passion, but I couldn't quite get it to work. And then I had to like let it go and just know that I had to let it go, and it wasn't working at that time, and something else was going to come. And then I struck up a conversation with my friend Dan McManus from Common Hands Farm. And
I
knew him from England, and he said that you need to come here, it's amazing, and I just kind of knew that was right. And then a couple of months I came and I loved it, and then I moved here in September. And I have, you know, I have a lot of connections with Waldorf and Anthroposophy, and I went to a Waldorf school, and so I came and I went to Triform Community, interested in community living at that time.
You work in at Triform?
Well, I did for that first year, and that's where I met Michael. And I've got an American passport, so all these things all kind of came together. At the start of the birth of Solaris on Warren Street, then I became the program director there the following year. So I've been here since in a different capacity in Hudson.
Well, I ask that question because I don't know, I'm always interested in what draws people here. And it's quite often the architecture, they'll say.
Mm-hmm. Or Rudolf Steiner.
Rudolf Steiner. Well, that is a major draw.
Does he figure into the Twisted?
I do maybe allude to biodynamic farming at one point.
Oh, but there you go.
Not really. but it really is like the whole, the appeal of Hudson. I mean, my mum's American, so I have visited America a number of times. Down in Pennsylvania, but there was never a draw to move to the country. Mm-hmm. But then coming to Hudson and being in Hudson for just a week.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
A good place.
What is it? It's elusive.
I don't know, Ellen. You were here before us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're glad you're here. The place sounds wonderful. I'm going to be there.
It's great.
One of these performances to see what's...
Just one?
See what this all about.
It's going to lead to the next.
Oh,
and the next.
Okay.
There are three.
So we're talking about three episodes of Twisted to be performed at the Red Dot. You want to give us some dates?
Yeah. So so it's next week, April 6th and 7th.
That's episode one.
That's episode one.
That's Wednesday and Thursday, right?
Wednesday.
What time?
Wednesday and Thursday. It starts at 7 p.m. Included in the price of a ticket is a drink, because it is... You know, it's a 30-minute piece. So,
see what I told you?
And it's also 10% off your meal if you order a meal.
Ooh.
As well. And then the second episode will be performed on the 20th and the 21st, and that's again a Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. And the third episode will be on May 4th and 5th.
There you go.
So every 2 weeks. Yeah. So it's like, yes, I like watching a sitcom, but only live.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It should be. It's eccentric and intense and edgy. It's
perfect for Hudson.
It's perfect for the red dot. I think it's a good.
Yeah.
And thing is, Ellen, when I watch sitcoms, I usually watch them, you know, in my pajamas with a bowl of popcorn.
You could probably go to the red dot in your pajamas.
You think so?
Yeah.
They're very smart looking pajamas.
And it's a play that's about eccentrics. So it'll.
What are you saying?
It'll fit right in.
Oh.
Well, it would be a little eccentric for you to be sitting in your silk pajamas. But
oh. You think?
Yeah.
I thought if they had red dots on them, you'd be able to come in.
There you go.
Bada boom.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on.
Let us know about. Let's play your theme song again, just so.
And that's by Anise Cousin, and she works in Solaris.
But she's by the way,
professional singer.
Somebody named Megan said you're on the radio.
Oh, and yeah, that's my roommate.
Okay, how do I get it back to that song here? Oh, that's my. Here you go. So we're going to hear the theme song once again for the show, so you get an idea. And we'll use that as their going out music. Yep, it's going.
Twisted, eccentric, a little when you're off your rocker. Yeah, that's what you get. They kind of like each other, but you never know. But that's just how it goes when you're so grand. The only ones who understand are a little twisted too. They just might kill each other. Sit back and enjoy the show. Twisted.
Who's singing that?
Anise Cousin, she works in Solaris, and she's a professional singer.
There you go.
She's got, yeah.
That was great. Okay.
Thanks a lot. So
thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
iPhone.
Thank you.